Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Office of the Surgeon General is out with a new report on the best ways to quit smoking, the first of its kind in nearly 30 years. Surgeon General Vice Admiral Jerome Adams.
Cigarette smoking harms nearly every organ of the body. Nearly 500,000 Americans die from smoking each year, accounting for nearly 1 in 5 deaths in our nation. And cigarettes are, to the best of my knowledge, the only legally sold products that, when used as directed, kill half the people who use them. This report highlights that quitting smoking is one of the most important things that people can do to improve their health. And it doesn't matter how old you are or how long you smoked. Right now is the right time to try to quit.
Tens of millions of Chinese citizens are on lockdown as officials try to contain the spread of a deadly new virus. At least 17 people have died and hundreds more have contracted coronavirus since it first appeared in the central Chinese city of Wuhan last month.
The incubation time for this new coronavirus spans anywhere between 2 days to as long as 2 weeks. So, for example, our CBS News team got out in the past 24 hours. We have been advised ourselves to actually stay away from people in case we develop this virus, in case we've been infected. We may not know for another 2 weeks.
New scientific research backs up claims stress causes gray hair.
We watched former President Obama's hair turn gray in office. The late Senator John McCain's faded to white when he was a POW in Vietnam. A new study from Harvard proves stress really does trigger the change. Researchers found it activates nerves that are part of the fight or flight response, in turn causing permanent damage to pigment regenerating stem cells and hair follicles. The findings are published in the journal Nature.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.